sunshine and 42 downtown. Yeah, I was in the mid-50s earlier today. Well, that's changed a bit. Whatever blew through here brought us some sideways rain, but that has stopped. And the sun's peeking out a little bit. We'll get cool tonight down to the freezing mark. And that's how we'll get started tomorrow morning as well. Well, you can keep up with us, WGCLradio.com. And I will remind you all, looking at the extended forecast, next Wednesday we are monitoring a potential winter storm. 1 to 3 inches, 80% chance of snow. That's next Wednesday. Yes, that's 6 days away, but at least you have that thought planted in the back of your mind if this does continue to trend in that direction. Last week when we spoke to the chancellor, Jenny Vaughn, she was fired up and school hadn't even started yet. They were still on break. I can only imagine her excitement Tuesday when the doors opened up after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Well, you know, I'm not going to put any words in her mouth. Hey, how are you today? Excited?
I'm fantastic. Our parking lot is full. Our hallways are full. It's been quite a week, even though we actually started on Tuesday. But I'm pretty happy. Things are great.
Awesome. And you were, like I mentioned, you were fired up last week, getting all the pieces in. You can't really do a dress rehearsal until you open those doors. What was it feeling like on Tuesday to have the loud roar back in the building?
It was pretty incredible. You know, we're back fully staffed, fully everything. You know, everything is wide open. So the team, you know, I think we've talked about this several years. We've done this, the welcome back breakfast on their very first day, where we've got free pancakes provided by Chris Cakes. And it's a blast to watch this food truck, this guy getting all the goodies, you know, and not only pancakes, but bacon and eggs, and it's just fun. He flips the pancakes in the air, and so it's just a blast to you know, see faculty and staff too wearing their "How can I help you?" you know, "Do you have a question?" t-shirts, and they're all over campus at every entry, and all of our various areas near, like the stairwells and the elevator, just making sure that students feel welcome, that they know where they're going, because oftentimes this might be their very first time here at our campus, and so where is this classroom? What about that classroom? How can I register for another class? How can I, you know, where can I get lunch? You know, just all of those things. And so the whole week has just been a complete blast, and you can see it in everybody's faces. We're back. The students are ready. They're prepared, and we're ready to rock and roll.
I love it. I love it. Fantastic. Fantastic. Do you have, like, traffic cops, or how do you guide everybody around for the first time in the building? Do you have signs posted? Do you, like, when you go to Kings Island, you have the footprints to the beast so everybody knows where to go?
Yeah, well, mostly we have real people helping people, our students. So we do have some signs, you know, "Go this way for that," or whatever. "This event is happening at this time." You know, so we've got the typical signs. And we've also got TVs everywhere so students can see where, you know, different things are. But the best part of that first week is the faculty and staff working together to help our students, making sure they got, you know, they have a smiling face in front of them, and that they get to wherever they need to go, and they can ask questions and not feel intimidated. So it's just a blast. You should come out and check out the atmosphere next time.
All right. All right. We better do this before you up and leave me here. I mean, I know we only have till May before this all gets going. Maybe I'll come out for the second eight. Your final 8 weeks. It's the count. Yeah. Everything we have now is a countdown. Oh, my goodness. Countdown
exactly.
To
I know.
Before we get back into the talk of, well, you know what? We'll talk about the exciting stuff that's going on, because this week means the doors are open for this semester. But you do, and I just brought that up, have 8 week options as well. So if somebody is like, "Wow, it started, I missed it," you don't really miss it. But if you want to get going now, you better hurry now. But then there's always later. Remember that candy, "Now and later," has always got stuck in your teeth. But that's another option. But I want to remind people, and we joke about this every week, those free textbooks will not last forever. So if you need a little push, you need a little help, a little nudge, time is limited for that.
That's correct. So if students can still enroll up through tomorrow in classes that haven't met yet. So unless it's an online class, they can get into that, or maybe it's a Friday class. So you do still have a little bit of time if you want to still register to take classes right now. But our second 8-week spring classes start March 20th. And so for those of us in Monroe County, that's right after traditional spring break. So those classes will start, and you have plenty of time to do that. You have time to come out Tuesdays at the Tech every single Tuesday from 3 to 5. You want to be able to come on out and talk to the staff here to help. We want to help you reach your goals. So whatever that is, whether you just want to take one class or you just need help on figuring out how to pay for it. And then, of course, you're going to learn. Books are free, like you said. So all the way until May, our textbooks are free for today anyway. So you have plenty of time and so many options. So come on out and meet some wonderful people that will help guide you and get you to where you need to be and complete your goals that you want to set for yourself.
Jenny Vaughn, she's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She always checks in with us on Thursday afternoons. The doors opened on Tuesday. When the doors open and this week continues, are you still doing, can we still do classes on Zoom as well, or is everything now focused back into the classroom? Do you have the hybrid model? I know people's lives go in 100 different directions these days, and maybe it's easier to take classes at home. What are your options now here in the new semester?
We have so many options. Just like we have 8 week, first 8 week, second 8 week in a traditional semester, we have 16 week. And if COVID taught us anything, it's to be more flexible, and that people like a little variety and a little bit of everything based on their schedules. And, you've got family, you've got work, whatever it is. Maybe you don't drive. Maybe you live in a county and you just don't own a car. So you can take online classes. Hopefully you have great internet service. But, you can take classes fully online, 100% online. You can take them all face-to-face. You can mix those up, and we have what's called a Learn Anywhere classroom that allows a student to come to campus when they want to and when they can, or if they need to stay home. Like if we ever have we'll never have a snow day. We might close our building, but everything moves to online or to Learn Anywhere. If we have to close the campus, that means you can still get enrolled, you can still get help from financial aid, and you can continue in your classes. So we have so many options, and we're going to help people figure out what works best for them. We just have a few questions and see how you feel about all their comfort levels, all of that. So really, any option for all types of students to take a class with us. So we welcome you here at Ivy Tech.
Now, last week when we were talking, you laid out all the great things that were going on this week, and heck, it's already Thursday. I'm assuming your resource fair already went on, and everybody got, or is that coming up tomorrow? How did that go?
So the involvement in resource fair was yesterday. It was phenomenal. The place was packed. Like I said, this first week is all about welcoming students back. So not only did we do the breakfast like we mentioned, but we also had grab-and-go success kits that they were able to pick up on Tuesday. We had welcome back donuts. It's all about the donuts. It's all about the food. And the resource fair was yesterday as well. We did something unique and different today, and I was down at our commons area for students, and there seemed to be a lot of interest, more on the mental health issues for our students. The team was in the commons helping students stuff a plush, so free stuffed animal to take home, something that they can look to use in time of crisis possibly. But it was a chance to get students to know that the resources for mental health awareness and issues that they might have are here on our campus. We've got a full-time counselor. We've got IU doctoral students on our campus. But we've got resources. So we got them there by saying, hey, you can build your own free stuffed animal to take home. But we wanted to share the resources that we have for that issue. So that was a blast for students everywhere.
Well, and that's a very interesting part of education moving forward is the mental health aspect to it. Do you guys have a a handbook, a committee? How do you figure out what is in need for these students, and then translating that into how you provide to them? It's a little bit more sometimes complicated than just giving them something to remember or something to hang on to.
Right, exactly. So We have made a very focused effort over the last several years to make sure that faculty and staff, now you don't need to be trained, you know, as a mental health counselor, but you do need to know and be aware of maybe some signs that, you know, something might be happening in the classroom, or you might hear something in a hallway or in the student commons area. So those are kind of, not kind of, they are required courses or trainings for our employees. And so we have a system where somebody can just tell security or our mental health counselor area to, you know, oh, this person has some issues. And so then we'll reach out to the person and just make sure they're doing okay, those kinds of things. But we do have a person on campus that's available pretty much all the time that we're open for a student or a faculty member to bring a student to talk to get some help. So those things are, you know, mental health crisis is everywhere. It's at every age, in every industry, in any business out there, and it's just gotten worse with COVID. And so we're doing everything we can to make sure that students know we're here to help, we're here to listen, that they're welcome here, and if they have any issues, we've got people that will guide you accordingly.
Absolutely. If you can, again, I don't want to say safe place because that makes it sound like it's unsafe. That's not it, but they learn better. They go faster and get to where they need to get to in life when things are comfortable. Not all of real life is comfortable, but that's a great foundation to start. Jenny Vaughn is our guest. Tuesdays at the Tech will get back into order next Tuesday. That's been new here in the recent school year. Tell us what's happening. It's another way to get more information in a fun setting.
That's right. So if you come to Tuesdays at the Tech, we're going to do all kinds of things to help you out and to, you know, see our labs, look at our classrooms, look at our student spaces. You'll be able to see students everywhere. You'll be able to talk to a faculty member if you want to talk about a different program or just hear about all of our different programs. So it's just a wonderful way to get people out here to learn all of that, to learn how to pay for classes. You know, filing that FAFSA is super important, making sure you've got all your ducks in a row. And so the team is here to make it more user-friendly. And it really is truly an easy process. And we're here to help, you know, get rid of any barrier possible for anybody wanting to continue on in higher ed.
Now, if the first week of the new semester isn't enough on your very busy agenda, this weekend, the Fire Lord will be competing against your culinary students. The chili cook-off for the United Way, the Freeze Fest chili cook-off, will be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mill. And you, Chancellor Vaughn, are going to have to pick a side in this competition because you have the professional cooks from Ivy Tech. And your husband is also submitting a recipe. Bring your own fire extinguisher, B-Y-O-F-E. B-Y-O-F-E.
Wow. You know, he is the reigning champion from that event.
I did not know. If I did know that, I have forgotten that. Is the Fire Lord going back with the same recipe?
You know, you're going to have to show up to find out.
Oh,
do you think Neville Vaughn would repeat himself on anything? No, this is going to be something different, completely different.
Well, I'm terrified because he's known as the Fire Lord, so I probably need to fill out a permission slip or something to go to this event.
Probably.
So the defending champion is back with a new and improved recipe. Well, that's terribly frightening. And you're going to send your culinary students over there. How fun is that?
So much fun. And they haven't had this event since before COVID. And so I think the culinary students came in second or third. They are so much fun. The faculty come with them and, you know, they like to showcase the things that they make. They, you know, most of our culinary students are in all the restaurants in town, even outside of Bloomington. They go through this program and it's phenomenal. But Saturday's going to be a blast. We'll be there. I'll bring my sisters there. I might just have to change my name or, you know, wear a different name tag so nobody knows if I'm voting for Neville or the culinary program. I might have to wear a mask or something.
Or a fire helmet or bring your axe or something to cool yourself off. Because I'm just guessing, if Fire Lord is in quotes, this isn't going to be a mellow dish. This is going to be something that is going to be melting those ice carvings that are going on as well. And all this money goes to a great cause. So you get to go out there and try it. And if the Ivy Tech culinary students, if their delicious chili recipe is voted highly, does that go on the menu at Yellowwood? Is that starting again?
Absolutely.
All right.
We got to do that. Yeah, that wouldn't that be fun? That would be, because I know that Stacy Strand, our program chair in the culinary area, is going to do some pop-up things again, and hopefully we'll be able to announce some of those things here soon. And I would hope that they would do that. So if Stacy, if you're listening, you know what's coming next. An email from me to ask you to do that, to provide the chili that the students make at the Chili Fest.
Well, now I'm hungry. Nice job. Nice job.
You're welcome.
Way to go. I was going to ask you if you had big weekend plans, but there you have it, folks. She's going to be helping out at the Chili. You run back and forth between stations to make sure everybody's getting their votes in. Are you the cheerleader? Do you have the chili pom-poms? Do you need me to help?
I need you to help. You need to show up. And I'll support
start
one.
Eating.
You can support together, and then we can
go.
Exchange and eat a lot of chili. So yeah, we're gonna have a blast, and so we're all going, and that just should be so much fun.
24 varieties and counting. Tickets are only $12. Kids 10 and under are free, so that's very cool. It's at the Mill, 642 North Madison Street, over there by Upland in the big empty field and the new parking garage and the best part, it's indoors. So you can warm up to it's not chilly. Well, it's that chilly, but they spell it with a Y, so that's not chilly. It's not going to be cold. It's going to be hot. We will see you over there on Saturday, and I hope the spoons don't melt in the lava that your husband is putting together. Some like it hot. Whew. All right, oh my goodness. Did you know there's a chili eating contest?
Yes.
The Some Like It Hot chili eating contest?
Yes.
That space is limited. I hope space is limited. But the rest of us can just enjoy what we'd like to enjoy. You don't have to go through all of that. All right. Great week. Way to get it started. Way to bring the energy, as always, like I'm surprised. And let's have some fun. Tomorrow's Friday. Heck, wrap up that first short week. And then we'll get to the Chili Fest on Saturday.
Right. Sounds like a blast. We're going to have fun.
I'm not going to do any training before this. I'm going to go in cold and just see how it works out. So that should be that.
Be ready for be ready for the hot.
Should I wear one of those suits that were that so I can't catch on fire? Should I wear one of those?
Stop by the fire department. I'm sure they'll let you borrow one.
Wrap yourself in aluminum foil and everything will be just fine. You're the best. Thanks for putting up with me. I love it.
Well, cheers, and everybody, come out to the Chili Fest. It's going to be a blast.
If not, Tuesday's at the Tech next Tuesday, and after that, Chancellor Vaughn will be back with us next Thursday. Thank you, thank you.
Sounds like a plan. Cheers, everybody.